This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you think? Let's see what we can do about that here. It is our job to make the air clean. No pollution, no word pollution, no noise pollution. It's all on the up and up, if you know what I mean. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen all working together to bring you Wednesday, August the 14th in fine fiddle. The passing of Jeffrey Epstein is something that we aren't going to be able to do anything about, Jennifer. So, not that a lot of people want to do anything about it anyway. So, is there more of an investigatory result as to how he got knocked off, whether he did it himself
or
somebody else?
More is coming out about the circumstances surrounding it. No, I don't think anybody's going to bring him back in a seance, that's for sure. I don't know how many people are shedding tears over the fact that he's gone, but it was
Cleo
revealed.
Might bring him back.
That's right. Although, isn't she in jail right now?
She might be.
Maybe she's at the Metropolitan Correctional Facility. We don't know. Guards at the New York City jail, where he is said to have killed himself, are suspected of now falsifying log entries to show that they were actually checking on him and other inmates with greater regularity than was the case. So, surveillance video reviewed after Epstein's death, it shows guards at the Metropolitan Correctional Center did not make some of the checks they claimed to have made in their logs. The New York Times reported this first, citing unnamed officials. The guards actually fell asleep at some point and did not check on him for up to 3 hours. The federal jail workers claimed they were checking on inmates in his unit every half hour, but investigators now believe that was not the case. The Justice Department said on Tuesday that the two guards assigned to watch Epstein had been placed on administrative leave. They also brought a new warden into the facility to try to clean things up a bit. This report comes amid growing conspiracy theories surrounding Epstein's death as he awaited his trial on sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. Prosecutors said he sexually abused dozens of young girls in both his New York and Florida residence between 2002 and 2005. He was facing 45 years in jail. We know all about that. He was found hanging in his cell on Saturday, and they're revealing that he had his bed sheet tied to his bunk bed and was later pronounced dead. CBS News yesterday reported that there were shrieks and screams coming from his jail cell, and that once the guards found him, they were screaming at him to get back up. Now attention is on a woman, and I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but I think it's Ghislaine Maxwell, who was his recruiter and former romantic partner, who is also said to have maybe taken part in sexual activity with these young girls. She's found herself under the microscope because she is thought to be one of the co-conspirators in this case, that maybe she was responsible for bringing in some of these women. And, of course, the conspiracy theorists run wild because there's this lovely picture of her sitting in the front row at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. So that didn't do anything to tamp down some of these.
She's
rumors.
A New York socialite. She's been in
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's been in the press for years.
What's her name again?
How do you say it?
I think it's Ghislaine. It's like G-H-I-S, right? L-A-I-N-E, something like that. Yeah, Ghislaine.
Okay,
she's one of these, New York, what they call socialites. Yeah, exactly.
Wannabes.
Yep. And so she's been in the press for years, and she's been on his arm. It's been kind of rumored, were they maybe together?
Epstein's arm or Clinton's
yes,
arm?
Yes, Epstein. And they've been together they were partners for a very long time. They had some business dealings, together. There's a lot more that's going to come out about her. I think her father was a real estate developer or something, some big wig. And
he had a publishing empire, Robert Maxwell. I don't know if you've heard of him, Doug, but...
That name does ring a bell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, this runs deep. This runs really, really deep. So I think that she would. I think that they probably have a lot of goods on her because she's just been. She pops up everywhere in the history of Epstein. So there's definitely smoke there.
And just one more thing to add here, Dougie, is that when they raided the FBI, or the FBI raided that island, I think we talked about that yesterday, they pulled out all of these computers, and apparently he journaled, and that he's got not only video evidence, he's got diaries, and he also has stuff on his computers that could implicate just who knows who.
And so there are a lot of young girls who claim that she's the one who brought them into
the
mix.
Trafficker.
And then that she would hire them as his assistants and all kinds of really shady stuff. So she's definitely probably going down, too.
All right. Speaking of who's going down, the prince is linked more and more. What's the latest on the scrutiny devoted to Prince Andrew?
I've heard a new one now. And again, these are all, you have two major conspiracy theories that are going on. People on the right are saying it's the Clintons. People on the left are saying it's Trump and an Attorney General Barr. But what a lot of people are actually saying is it's nobody here in this country, that it's actually the Brits who tried to get to him. And of course, then there's the one that he's actually still alive and this is just his way of getting out of jail. So there's a lot of different conspiracy theories, but many now are saying, hey, it could be the royals. They're pretty powerful, too. And Prince Andrew was actually, seen looking like he was friends with this guy. Like, they'd go out for a stroll together. They were pictured together an awful lot. The royal family surrounded Prince Andrew. He went to church with his mother. I mean, they're trying to keep him out of the headlines as much as possible. But obviously, huge deal that he was part of those documents that were released last Friday.
Mm-hmm. I'd actually read that Maxwell was the one who connected Prince Andrew to Epstein way back through her father's connections.
Still married to Fergie?
I think it goes back to when he was married to Fergie. Maybe a little bit after that, not really sure. But there are pictures that the New York Times and the Post and everybody had of Prince Andrew walking around with Epstein on the Upper East Side, walking through Central Park in sweatpants and they kind of made a big deal of that at the time. They said, oh, it's so funny, Prince Andrew is so relaxed when he's in New York and that Epstein called him Andy and all this other stuff and that the prince could just be himself with him and all this crazy stuff about their friendship, which never made any sense, except now we know there's a connection probably with young girls.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, it goes on and on and on.
I'm sure the people at Lifetime are already writing the script, right?
Yes.
This is
or the American Horror Story.
Right.
Or what
Ryan
is it that
Murphy.
They do? Yeah, the one, the O.J. now, the Monica Lewinsky, this will be next.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, it is what it is. So that story, the shootings still seem to be kind of around and around and around. I don't think there's anything new on that. I think with the advent of the Epstein case, I thought it was interesting the administration is working on a new bill that would fast-track the death penalty in cases of mass murder, law enforcement killings, the kind of stuff that we've had over and over and over and over and over again. Is this because of public pressure? Is this because they're finally developing a conscience? What is the reason behind this? Or is this so obvious that you got to do something, so this is what we're going to do?
It kind of takes the spotlight off of preventing these things from happening and switching it over to, oh, we'll get justice for the families. I mean, that's how I read it. I don't really understand what the need for this is. I'd rather them focus on preventing this from happening in the future.
Yeah, I think that's what this is, actually, because I think what the thought is that for a lot of these people, they're using it as a way to get famous, and then they think they're just going to sit in jail their whole lives, because let's be honest, most states, California is a prime example where I live, death row's a joke. The governor already said, even if the jury and the judge have decided that that's the appropriate punishment, you sit on death row your whole life, and the taxpayers just pay for you to kind of rot there, and you end up dying of old age before you ever see the death penalty. And so I think they're trying to make it more of to de-incentivize the fact that people carry out these crimes, because the punishment is real, it's swift, and you're not going to get to sit around and wait your whole life while nothing is really carried out. So I think
that's
kind of the attempt.
I get that logic, but I just don't think that I don't think that that's going to deter any of these people, because most of them die anyway.
Yeah,
most of them are shot by police.
Yeah. I find it interesting also as an ancillary story. When you're talking about criminals, crooks, and how they get from one place to another, or move them from one jail to another, that there is a circumstance that existed in San Diego where the bus that is used to bring inmates from one jail to another was also used to take children to summer camp. And I wonder why that a bus is a bus. Why is that a big deal? Is it just something else to get upset about or excited about? Or was there something unusual about this particular bus? Did it have bars on the windows?
Well, it was a transfer bus. But the thing is, I don't know, this woman, like, went crazy. This mother went crazy that her kid was put on that bus. Yeah. As long as the bus wasn't dirty or, you know, ruined on the inside, I don't know. I think there are a lot of things we can get upset about in life, and this is probably not the best look for the school to be, but you know, to be transporting kids on a jail bus, but still.
Jeez.
I just thought it was rather interesting. And they're still at the impeachment, it would appear. There's still these people that are in Congress that seem to not have anything better to do. Still is talking about, at this point, why? Why is there any discussion by anybody? You're not going to get this guy out. You certainly wouldn't get him out before the election next year. So why? What are you doing? In the interests of your own career, or your own, is it your ego that pushes these people to do this sort of thing? I just don't get people like Nadler and some of these other characters who just do, impeach him, impeach him, impeach him. What for? What are you going to? You're not going to get him out. And anybody with any common sense on either side of the aisle knows that it's not going to happen.
And what they don't realize, that what's really dumb about all this, is that the more they do this and the more they push, the more they empower the chances for reelection in 2020. Instead of running, instead of focusing on running a quality campaign against President Trump, instead of trying to do it that way, they're going to try to do it this way. I was talking to someone from the RNC, actually Ronna McDaniel yesterday, who's the head, you know, she's the chairwoman, and she said that the biggest fundraising bump they had all year is when Julian Castro's brother Joaquin released all the donors' names from the Trump campaign to try to, who knows what he was trying to do. But for whatever reason, he released all the names of the donors in his area for Trump, and that was the biggest fundraising boost that they've had all year. So that's the kind of reaction that you get from this stuff.
Yeah, it's just nonsense. But it just shows you how out of touch. Nadler always looked like a goon or a goofball to me. He sounds like one. He acts like one. He's just, he and John Bolton belong in the same pew, as far as I'm concerned, the two of them. Anyway, that's where we are at the moment.
That'd be a reality show.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's something that you can find a lot of reality in. A lot of people by the tens of thousands now, all around the country, are using power swabs to whiten their teeth. And each time you use power swabs, your teeth are whitened an average of 2 shades. And it just takes 5 minutes. If you do it for 7, 8 times, each time it becomes 2, 3 shades. And before you know it, your teeth are all white as could be. Very, very. It's pleasing to look at someone with a really great smile. You look younger, you feel better. Stains with power swabs are removed naturally. They're not etched off or scratched off or taken off with chemicals. This product created by Dr. Martin Ginniger is all natural. That's why I'm behind it, and that's why I use it. And you can as well. Dial 800-208-1797 and get on board the train, the power train, of powerfully removing the stains on your teeth. Power swabs done in your home. Don't need to go to the dentist. Don't need to spend a lot of dough going to the dentist. There's nothing annoying about this. It's so easy. And so why not? You want to try something? And by the way, get 50% off the retail by using the DJV card when you call to order at 800-208-1797. Sounds like a smart move to me. What are your intentions when it comes to your teeth? Let's make them the right intentions. Let's whiten them, brighten them, do it safely and securely. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I can tell you what the line is. It sounds like a Jerry Lee Lewis song, but it isn't. It's George Strait and Honky Tonk Time Machine.
Sure, the jukebox don't rock and the record's gonna be the only thing.
I like this.
He's an old
I quite do as well. Is that a good, does that make sense, that statement? I quite do. I quite like it as well.
Are you British right now?
Is that... I quite do as well.
He's a British Yoda. Harry. He's maybe getting ready for the Downton Abbey movie.
I quite Yoda. Like this, I do.
Yeah.
George Strait spending more time in Vegas, announcing a couple of additional concert dates at the T-Mobile Arena for his Straight to Vegas show next year. So we're enjoying Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you, and me. Adding some music for you to think about if you're going to be in Vegas next year. The two added shows will be January 31st and February the 1st. New dates continue 3 years sold-out concerts for Strait in Las Vegas. Tickets.
He's always in
dates.
Vegas in February. That's when I saw him
Is
for
he?
My birthday a few years ago. Yeah.
Well,
it's a great show, by the way.
Yeah,
I've never seen his residency like this. It's not necessarily a residency, but he comes back and does this every single year. But
how old is he now? How old is he?
He's got to be in his 60s, late 60s, maybe.
Easy, yeah.
But what's really fun about him is while Garth Brooks is just energy and doesn't need fireworks or effects, George Strait comes out there with his guitar. It's a square stage. He plays two songs, go in one direction, then he moves to the next side of the square, two songs, and then it keeps moving so that everybody gets to see him
see
and
him.
Feels like that they have front row access, and he just plays. And that's what's really cool is that he's just a solid musician. It's a fun, and that makes it a lot of fun.
He's doing a lot of performing. He's going to be here in Foxborough. Let's see, next week I think it is. He's going to Fort Worth as well in November.
He's one of these numbnuts that retired, remember? Does it feel like he's retired?
No, I don't think so. Well, he figured out what most people do when they retire, that they ought not to be retired, and
right.
So they get back to it. And so anyway, lots of I like All My Exes Live in Texas. That's one of my favorites. Yeah, it really is. Is that true? How long is he? How many times have you been married? And is he?
I don't think he's one of them. I don't know.
I don't think he's had
a lot of marriages.
In that league. All right, that's the story musically of George Strait as we keep moving along here on the DJB show to Lynyrd Skynyrd now is our focus. Lynyrd Skynyrd postponing some stops on their Last of the Street Survivors farewell tour so the founding member Gary Rossington can recover from heart work. He had a recent procedure done, 67-year-old guitarist experiencing fatigue and underwent surgery to fix a leaky heart valve. That was at the end of last month. The two concerts affected are the one in Vegas on the 16th of this month and the 17th in Wheatland, California. Where's Wheatland? Is that in the desert?
Northern California.
Oh, it is. Okay, I don't know.
I know you're onto something else now, but I made the mistake of going to George Strait's Wikipedia page. Do you know he's related to Jeff Bezos? Okay, back to you in the studio.
Really? Yeah, that's an interesting connection.
How so?
His maternal grandmother is a cousin of Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, there you go. Not bad. He doesn't need the dough,
and he's
though.
Been married since 19... Oh, his wife was killed. Huh. So, I guess two marriages, yeah.
That's too bad.
And he's a year younger than my dad. Go back to you in the studio.
Well, Rossington... We're talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd. Rossington is the sole original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. In the current incarnation of the band, having survived the plane crash that killed Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, Honkett's backup singer Cassie Gaines, assistant tour manager Dean, and the pilot and co-pilot of this plane. The accident derailed the band. I've thought about this for a long time, and now I remember what happened. So Lynyrd Skynyrd, in their current incarnation, as we suggested, kicking off their farewell tour in May of last year, set to return to the road in Irvine on the 23rd, and will headline one night at the new Exit 111 Festival in Manchester, Tennessee, on October 11th. So there's the update. Those of you who are Lynyrd Skynyrd fans, there you go. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples 2-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying he was testing whether Walmart truly honors the Second Amendment, as he says the retailer claims. A Missouri man who created a panic walking into a Springfield Walmart last week, armed with 2 guns and wearing body armor, says he'd do it again.
I mean, I called Walmart to make sure this was allowed, and they said it was. So,
if open carry.
Yeah.
And they said you could?
Yeah.
21-year-old Dmitry Andronchenko speaking there to NBC News. He's facing a charge of making a terrorist threat and could do 4 years in prison if convicted. There's a report the Manhattan Federal Detention Center staffers who were assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. Epstein was found hanged in his cell over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour on the DJD program, Wednesday, the 14th of August. We're in the middle of the week already, the work week anyway, on the ever-loving DJD program. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are all love. They're all great lovers. In fact, they love the audience, love being here.
It's been a few days now in a row where it's kind of sounded like we're a harem.
Really? All right. Never looked upon it that way. Thanks very much for the idea. All right, let's get going here. Before we talk sports with Victoria, there's a follow-up to the yesterday story about, I don't know how many of you saw that video. It went viral. It's all over the country. People were talking about what the Framingham police did, barging into a home, and it was very uncomfortable. It's made Framingham look really bad. Heard from the police chief who talked to the city council last night. The calls coming in from all over the country, people outraged about what happened. That's the way it is in this era of social media, whether you like it or you don't. So I had a number of people respond to me. Here's Robert Flanagan, who responds on Facebook. Facebook.com/DJV show is how you can find us there. Regarding the search warrant, he writes, I have not viewed the video, but do have an exclamation. Say it again, Doug.
Explanation?
That would be the kid. Yes, explanation regarding, because I'm a retired policeman, anytime you serve a warrant or as you're waiting for the warrant to be signed, it's acceptable to clear the residence, ask the residents to leave, or have them seated in a living room until the warrant is on the scene. As far as the dog lunging, any dog can bite. Not knowing the dog's intentions, reasonable to demand they secure the dog. One of the police officers, if you didn't hear the story, threatened to shoot the family dog because he was barking at him as he came in, the police officer. As far as the warrant for weed, these folks were arrested for supposedly selling pot. They found, I guess, 20 weed plants in their place someplace, and it's legal now. I don't know if it's legal to grow it on your own place yet.
Well, you can only have a certain amount even still because they don't want the intent to sell. So right. There are still rules.
What the locals, they took $1,100 in cash on these people. I guess there were a couple of guns in the house, that sort of thing. What the locals are worked up about is the way it was done and the focus, all of the attention. This is the Massachusetts Drug Task Force. And police officers from several communities, including Framingham, went into this home. And the question is, how much are we devoting in our resources to things like this? Why is there, who's been hurt? Why is there so much scrutiny on this particular family? That was the question, and there are no answers from anybody. As to why they would be after this. If I were to tell you how many people are growing pot in their home, I was at a guy's place, a farm up the street from me where I do haying, and the guy's got a greenhouse, and he and I were talking about me having a license to grow the stuff on my farm, and I'm looking at his greenhouse, and I said, is that pot? He said, yeah. I said, how long have you been growing it? He says, about 15 years. And he looked at me, and I said, listen, there were a lot more than 20 plants in his greenhouse, I will tell you that. And nobody's nosing around trying to get him.
Until now.
Blew up his spot.
Anyway, the point is that this man took the opportunity to answer some of the points that I made, and I appreciate him doing that. He said generally warrants are issued for felonies but have been issued for misdemeanors. Having served warrants it's always done with safety in mind of the officers and the residents. Again, as fellow former police officer, thank you for giving us your point of view on this. That's why it's all, the conversations we have here aim not at the three or four of us talking about things. We do to stimulate you to think about circumstances and respond if you care to. Help yourself. Twitter account is at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. There's a connection there, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. All right, over in the sports department, we have Biff Keelan, who's up on the latest NFL hijinks. Now that the football season has started, back in focus is what? What's the focus on the NFL this morning?
Well, entertainment is kind of the focus of the NFL. Oh. So Jay-Z's entertainment company is called Roc Nation, and they have partnered with the NFL. Part of this deal will be they want to bring a live music entertainment strategist on board. That's what the NFL said, and that's why they're bringing in Jay-Z and Roc Nation. And they're actually going to take over the Super Bowl halftime show. And so a number of artists, as we know, have turned down the opportunity in recent years. The NFL is hoping that now partner with Jay-Z, that a lot of artists, including Rihanna, most famously, who turned it down, that it will open the doors for more artists to say yes. And so Jay-Z says that the NFL has a great big platform and it has to be all-inclusive. They are willing to do some things and to make some changes, and together we can do some good. And that's what Jay-Z's approach to this has been. Of course, Jay-Z has supported the players who have taken a knee during the anthem. And so there have been a lot of back and forth conversations conversations between Roger Goodell, who's the NFL commissioner, and Jay-Z. Goodell says, we don't want people to come in and necessarily agree with us. We want people to come in and tell us what we can do better. I think that's a core element of our relationship between the two organizations, and especially with Jay and me personally. And so we'll see how it'll be interesting to see if things actually change, if it feels more inclusive, if it feels different. Jay-Z does not sign his name to things lightly, so I think that this is a partnership that he's taking very seriously. He's been a big football fan his whole life, so I'm curious, and I think a lot of people are, just to see what the next phase of the NFL will be.
Okay, so you know how my mind works, right? It sort of goes zip and zag and zing, and so when you said what you did about Jay-Z putting his signature to a deal, that's where my mind went. I want to know what his signature looks like. Is it a J and a Z, and that's it? Just scribbled on a piece of paper.
I think he signed Sean Carter. That's his real name.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
Sean.
I believe
I thought it was Combs.
Does Beyonce call him?
No, that's Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
What does Beyonce call him?
Does she call him Jay?
Yeah.
Why didn't she call him Sean?
What is it?
That would be a question for them.
I've been hanging
know.
Out here too long.
Where did Jay-Z come from?
Next time I hang out with them. I'll
where did the Jay-Z come from? What's the adaptation of it? Why does he? Why is
don't
he
know.
Called Jay-Z?
I do not know.
So you're glad you brought all this
Once
stuff
again,
up.
Once again, I will ask them next time I go to their mansion.
Next time I'm hanging with Jay and Bay, I'll find out.
Very nicely done. Yes. As long as we're in the football department, you know how I feel, but I still think it's interesting you dig around and you find some football stories here and there. Like the people who are football coaches, they are expected to yell. They yell at the, you're stupid, what are you doing that play? Well, apparently one of the players got hurt feelings when a coach yelled at him. The Titans offensive coordinator is named Arthur Smith. And he was yelling at a player in practice. But apparently he was hurt. He slipped making a catch, and Smith wasn't happy about it, so he started yelling at him. And apparently he yelled and swore at him. It wasn't nice. If you play football, you hear this sort of thing all the time. And Smith's wife apparently got out on him because he yelled because he was hurt. So he apologized for yelling at him. How many times do you suppose that happens, though? He wasn't badly hurt. He fell down and he had hurt his ankle or something, his knee. But I have this visualization. You know, we're here to tell verbal stories. So you see the coach on the team. You see all these guys. You think Bill Belichick is always pleasant when he's talking to his team or any of these coaches? And it seems, are we in this new era where even though this fellow was hurt, I get that, but where coaches have to be sensitive about the feelings of the players?
Yes, we are really? In that era. Yes, that's why coaching is so challenging, because you're dealing with people of all age groups. You're dealing with people from all the different backgrounds. Yeah. They all come together on a team, and it's up to the manager or the coach to try to get them to play together and perform.
I wonder if there are just people that don't like each other on some of these teams.
Yes, there's tons of that. Of course,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. But they're there to do a job, so, you know, you get over it.
Yep, that's right. Let's get to the real heart of the day today, shall we, ladies? Today is National Creamsicle Day. Back in 1905, 11-year-old Frank Epperson encased vanilla ice cream inside of a frozen fruit juice and called it an Epsicle. His creation, similar to what we now call a creamsicle. Creamsicle has a flat bar shape, rounded ends, vanilla ice cream in the center, and some kind of fruity ice covering. I think they're yummy, although most of the time the ice cream they use is not very good quality. They get good quality ice cream in here. Did we all make popsicles when we were kids? I always made popsicles. Did you make popsicles?
No,
you never
really.
Did? No.
Maybe sometimes with like juice or something.
Yeah. Oh, that was it. There are a lot of, and we used to, melted ice cream, and I sometimes made creamsicles myself. Orange with orange juice, that's kind of fun. But then there are now raspberry and cherry and grape and blueberry. They're kind of fun to have. I have some in the freezer. I save them for wintertime because I don't have my own ice cream in the wintertime. A little frostbite on them probably by now, as there are a lot of other things that are in my freezer. But the creamsicle is an interesting little thing, and it feels so good. It's a refreshing thing about it. Don't you, ladies? You like creamsicles? Yes or no?
I actually hate them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I do not like that flavor of orange and vanilla together at all.
No.
Not a fan.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I don't mind the flavor. They're just not my favorite, but my dad loves creamsicles. He thinks they're like the best flavor.
Yeah, they're fun. What about you, Kara? No creamsicles in your life?
I like them, but I don't have that many feelings about them. Yeah. I don't think they're any more fun than I enjoy them, and if someone puts it in front of me, I will eat it. But I don't think it's any more fun than any other ice cream flavor.
Note to self.
Yes.
All right, that's it. 46 after the hour. In television news, if you're a fan of The View, you may have noticed that ABC is airing reruns during the 11 o'clock Eastern time hour. That's because... And same things happened before. The View started its summer hiatus on the 5th of August. New episodes of the new season will start after Labor Day. They've been around 23 years with that show. Who knew that? Remember, Barbara Walters started it. I didn't realize it was 23 years ago. So there were rumors that Whoopi and Meghan McCain would both be leaving the program, but the executive producers of the program confirming they're both back, along with Sonny Hostin. I haven't the slightest idea who that is. Who is Sonny Hostin? Is Hostin S?
Hoyson.
Hey, who is that?
I don't know. She's been on there for, probably 3 or 4 years now? She's been around a while.
I don't recognize any names on this list except Whoopi, Meghan McCain, and Joey Behar. That's it. The rest of them are all people I've never heard of.
The other one, wasn't she
life.
From Fox? I haven't seen the show in so many years, but there was
Abby Huntsman. Abby Huntsman is from Fox. I don't know where
she's back,
came from.
I think, right?
On maternity leave. And Anna Navarro Cardenas, who's she? Never heard of her.
She's from CNN.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm wondering why the show is still on, because there seems to be always some kind of...
They must be selling advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, that's essentially what keeps those shows on.
Well, they still make a lot of news, because it's just all politics now.
Yeah, well, the Views ratings, apparently, according to the executive producer, highest they've been in 4 years last year. So there's something. Is it the strain between Joy and Meghan, who genuinely do not like each other?
Yeah.
Pitting them on the same show together? Very uncomfortable. I watched it for a little while once in a while. Very uncomfortable.
Meghan wanted to leave this summer, but maybe they must have bought her back.
Knocked her into it. Yeah, right. Okay, next up is the list of TV shows for tonight, Jennifer, that look cool.
Well, a couple of things to tell you about for tonight. First of all, if you're into turquoise or gems, Turquoise Fever is starting on the Inspiration Network at 9 o'clock. This is, apparently they're much in demand. Turquoise is making a comeback. They're called the Diamonds of the Nevada Desert. And so there is going to be a reality show about a family of people going after them to make a payday. They're braving rough terrain and killer weather and dynamite blast, by the way, to get to the turquoise. Turquoise Fever, Inspiration Network series premiere at 9 o'clock tonight. Apparently, if you're a fan of Suits, I've never watched an episode of Suits, but one of their beloved characters, Mike Ross, is back 2 seasons after leaving to go head up a firm in Seattle. He's coming back. His character is played by Gabriel Metz, and so he's coming back to Suits after 2 seasons. That's on USA tonight at 9 on the networks tonight. You'll have Game Show Night on ABC, Pressure Luck, Card Sharks, and The Match Game all start at 8 o'clock. Big Brother is new tonight on CBS, and on the CW, they have a new episode of Bulletproof at 8, followed by Hypnotize Me at 9. Fox tonight, this is where I'll be watching, MasterChef is down to the top 9, that's at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Beverly Hills 90210, which I finally watched, and it's kind of fun, that's at 9 o'clock, so you can check that out.
Why do you watch those cooking shows?
I love those cooking shows. I watch Beverly Hills 90210.
I used to watch MasterChef, but... I haven't seen Beverly Hills.
Why do you?
Because
I love to cook.
Because
I also love to cook. Yeah, you learn stuff. If you like to cook, yeah, you learn stuff.
I have. It's easy to cook.
You could probably use some of those lessons.
Thanks very much. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan puts her expertise right on the line to get you to face the music or face the Facebook, whichever it is that you want to do. Here, it seems in our first story, Victoria, the FBI is after Facebook again. Maybe. Well, were they after? Who was after Facebook the first time? The FBI was involved,
well,
wasn't it?
Yeah, everyone was involved. That went international. So, but now the FBI is actually, it's not just Facebook. They also are involving Twitter and Instagram and other social media platforms. And what they want to do is they want to aggressively harvest information to essentially prevent anybody who has been talking publicly about making threats against people, mass shootings, any type of extremism, all those things the FBI now wants to monitor. Because, let's face it, we can't really trust Facebook to do anything, and that's why they're still trying to figure out their $5 billion, you know, settlement over the Cambridge Analytica stuff from 2 years ago. So now the FBI has stepped in, and they're actually seeking proposals this week from third-party vendors for technological solutions that will be able to harvest all of this publicly available information in bulk from Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets, and they want to proactively identify and reactively actively, this is their quote, monitor threats to the United States and its interests, which obviously this is coming. This actual request came before the most recent mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. This is something that the FBI has been kind of leaning towards. They said they want to obtain the full social media profile of persons of interest, their affiliations to any organizations and groups. And this also has to do with, remember that Facebook, the private group of all the Border Patrol people?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's part of it, too. It's not just mass shootings. It's also keeping accountability for people. You know, the Border Patrol people are not supposed to be talking about politics online. They're not supposed to be publicly discussing any of these things, and they all got caught. And that's like 10,000 Border Patrol agents were busted in that. And so now the vendors have until August 27th to submit their proposals, and then the FBI is going to go from there. Now, on the other side of this, some people aren't really down with this idea because they used the example that there was the public outcry after it was discovered that FBI and ICE were plundering databases belonging to the DMV for surveillance and investigative purposes against people who are here illegally. And so this solicitation request now is raising some of the same flags. But look, if your stuff is out there publicly, if you're publicly posting on Facebook and your privacy settings are not set to private, then it's fair game. So I have no problem. Me personally, I'm not saying anything crazy on social media, so go ahead. Look at all my public posts. I'm fine with that. And I think if it takes the FBI stepping in to make us all feel safer, well, at least give it a chance.
Yep. IKEA and Sonos releasing new smart speakers. When are they going to sound like?
The Geek Out.
Sonos is a best-in-class smart speaker brand. IKEA is the most beloved Swedish cool home furnishing on the cheap brand. Together, the companies have now released a set of affordable smart home audio and lighting devices called Symphonic. Affordability being the key, but you also get access to the Sonos system at a new low price. There's a bookshelf speaker and a table lamp with a speaker contained in the base. Both are very IKEA-like in their simple modern design, but the audio quality is at Sonos standards. IKEA and Sonos have had a pair of smart speaker babies. It's called Symphonic. They start at $99 and go on sale soon, and we've posted the link to a detailed review on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, next. Where'd that come from? Next up, in the Frog Department, CBS and Viacom have gotten back together. A lot of people don't realize that they were one entity 13, 14 years ago. What's the update?
Yep, CBS and Viacom's new deal will reunite the two companies. They split in 2006, and so this is going to bring together CBS Network, Showtime, Simon & Schuster, the book publisher, MTV Networks, which includes VH1, MTV, MTV Classic, Nickelodeon, and Paramount Movie Studio. So they're all going to be lumped into one bundle. And in the era of cord cutting, and of course the rise of subscription video services like Netflix, CBS and Viacom are now considered too small to go up against the new Disney Plus service, but they're going to try to figure out some way to have all of their properties linked together. And I'm sure this will end up being, maybe it won't be $15 a month, maybe it'll be $7 a month, but it will be something similar to that, and all this stuff is going to be segregated again.
As soon as all this stuff is going to start costing so much money,
they're
going to shoot themselves in the foot, and everybody's going to want to go back to free TV with ads. That's what's going to happen. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.